Happy to be back in a locker room and playing hockey. That's what I love to do. I think that's what every hockey player dreams of, is playing in the NHL and have the opportunity to do that.
Do you still want to be traded?
No, I mean, I've committed to sign here for 2 years, and when I sign that piece of paper, everything changes in my mind. I'm now part of this team, and whatever I'm asked to do for these next 2 years while I'm under contract is what I'm going to do.
There's been a lot of speculation that this was about Winnipeg. Can you tell us why you wanted to be traded?
Absolutely, it was never about Winnipeg. I tried making that very clear. I mean, I kind of knew people are gonna make their own opinions and all that, but I mean, what I said in the statement was how I felt at the time, and it never had anything to do with Winnipeg or Canada or any of that. I mean, I'm a player who gets to play in the National Hockey League, and that's a pretty special thing. That's what I dreamed of my whole childhood. I don't think it really matters where.
Where do you expect to play now? And like, this was a lot of talk about usage, left side, right side. If you're on the left side, will you accept that?
Yeah, I think that all goes out the window. Like I said, when you sign that piece of paper, it's about this team now and what I can do to help this team, and whatever I'm asked to do, that's what I'm willing to do.
So what did you accomplish?
Well, I don't know. In a way, I guess I took a stand in a way and stood up for how I felt. I mean, like I said, you can go with the flow and do what everybody else does and just be a part of everything, or you can try to stand up for what you believe in and what I felt was best for my future. And I did that, and things change over time. And like I said, I want to be a hockey player, and I'm extremely happy to be here.
Did you have some fences to mend at all with any teammates?
I mean, I hope teammates welcome me back. I mean, they can make their decision. I mean, we don't have to be best friends with anyone. I mean, I understand if there's some hard feelings. If anybody wants to talk to me, I hope they feel welcome to do that. But we're in this locker room, we're teammates, and that's different. Like I said, we don't have to be best friends, but when we're in here, we're teammates, and that means something. We're all trying to accomplish the same thing in this locker room, win hockey games and do what's best for this team.
You missed a camp in 2 weeks, including the pay. Was it worth it?
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't mean to sound rude or anything, but it's money and whatever. I mean, that's not going to really make or break my life. I feel good about taking a stand. I don't regret doing what I did. I felt like that was the best thing for me to do at the time. And like I said, now that I've signed that piece of paper, all that's gone for me, and I'm focused on this team.
Why does the bridge deal make more sense now, maybe at
the beginning? That's just what I decided to do. I guess for personal choices, I don't think that can stay private between me and my agent and them. And yeah, it's just what I decided to do.
Are you prepared for any backlash from the fans?
I mean, like I said, they can form their own opinions. It was never against them or the city or Winnipeg. I mean, I understand if they're frustrated, but there's another side to the NHL, which isn't the hockey. There's the business side, which, quite frankly, I'm not familiar with too well. And I mean, no one really enjoys it or likes it, but that's just the nature of this game.
Jacob, what's the biggest difference from kind of training camp to where you are today, just mindset-wise and hockey player-wise?
I try to do everything I could to stay in shape and stay ready. I mean, it could have flipped at any time and something could have happened. There's not really any way to replicate an NHL training camp, I think I figured out. There's no league like this in the world and no one you can really play with to prepare you, so you just got to try and do your best to stay in shape and stay ready to go.
What have you been doing? Where have you done it?
I've been in Ann Arbor, skated with Michigan a bit, the national team development program, skated with personal skills coach a bit. I've tried to switch it up and stay busy and stay fresh. I've found a good trainer I like there and stayed pretty busy.
How close until you feel you can play?
Whenever they want me to do. I tried to stay as well prepared as I could. Obviously, I think there's going to be a little bit of a adjustment period to getting used to the NHL game and that pace, but whenever they want me to play, I'll give them all I got.
Jacob, do you have any regrets? Would you do anything differently?
No, the statement I made at the time was how I felt. That's something I wanted to see through. I think I owed it to myself to kind of see it through, and like I said, everything changes now that you sign the piece of paper.
There was a report out there that Canadian GMs weren't being taken real seriously with their trade advances, and suggesting that maybe you didn't want to play in Canada. Would that be fair and accurate?
No, I mean, like I said, it's an honor to play in the NHL. I mean, they could have traded me anywhere they wanted. I guess I really don't have control over that. But yeah, like I said, I'm happy to be here and be playing in the NHL.
Can you tell us about the meeting with Chevy a couple weeks back and how that may have changed things or what impact that had?
Not a whole lot. I mean, I told him how I felt, and he told me how he felt and how they were going to handle it. And I made the best decision I could at that time. I kind of tried to take everything day by day and or week by week and reassess and make the best decision for my future.
Do you feel any pressure at all with that December 1st coming just a few weeks away now?
No, not really. I mean, that was never really a deadline in my eyes. I didn't ever want to get that far. So, yeah, I mean, I knew it was there, but wasn't too worried about it.
How much have you watched the team?
A lot. I've been watching a lot of NHL games, but I've definitely paid close attention and seen how everything's been going here.